Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Went to the town dump the other day. Had all my bottles and cans separated, my cardboard boxes flattened. But I was in for a shock. The little stickers we have to put on our bags of non-recyclables, they'd doubled in price overnight to $2. It was then I realized our country is facing a deadly menace, inflation. The government just announced that consumer prices are running 5.4% ahead of this time last year. That's the most since 2008. Gas is up $1 a gallon since last summer. Beef costs 6% more. Car rentals, 12%. Prices are up for everything from lumber to hotel rooms. It's no secret why. With our COVID-crippled economy reopening, people are out spending again. But businesses haven't yet rebuilt the inventory or the staff to keep up. Restaurants have to pay cooks and servers more to lure them back, so menus get pricier. Semiconductor manufacturers cannot supply enough chips to car makers, so folks who need new wheels to return to work are driving up used car prices. The danger is that people will get used to paying more, so they'll ask for more pay. That could send prices even higher. It's happened before. Inflation hit double digits back in the 1970s. Be very afraid. Except, nah, ain't gonna happen. The current wave of price increases will almost surely fade once companies get back up to speed. That's what the Federal Reserve says. That's how Wall Street investors are behaving. That's what most economists believe, including my neighbor, Paul London. As he wrote recently on the policy website The Hill, a wave of deregulation in the 1970s injected much more competition into the economy than we had back in those double-digit days. That competition makes it harder for companies to keep raising prices. Besides, the current inflation numbers seem high because they were so low in the same period last year. Back then, COVID had us cowering in our homes and inflation was barely 1%. Economists call this comparison problem the base effect. At the dump, we call it forgetting. Those bag stickers, they'd been a dollar for decades, so their inflation rate is now just over 2%. I can live with that. We all can. So let's not let inflation get us down in the dumps. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.